Okay, so you're interested in how reading, like actually reading,
Yeah.
can shape and benefit the adult brain.
Right.
And you know, it's something I've been thinking about a lot lately too.
Yeah.
We always hear that reading is good for you,
Of course.
but what does that actually mean? Like,
Yeah.
what's really going on up there?
Exactly.
So I've been doing some digging.
Oh my gosh, I
Yeah,
need
we've got
to.
a ton of research articles, studies, all sorts of stuff to really take a deep dive into this.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So our mission today is to uncover how reading really impacts us. Not just the surface level, it's good for you,
Yay.
but like the nitty-gritty details, the surprising stuff, the stuff that'll make us better readers, thinkers, maybe even better people, right?
Absolutely.
So to kick things off, one thing that really jumped out at me was this idea
Okay.
that reading, it's not just passive, right? It's not
Yay.
just absorbing words on a page. It's like a full-on mental gym for our brains.
That's a great way to put it.
It is, right?
Yeah.
So can you walk us through, like, how does that work?
So basically, every time you read, your brain is working, right? It's firing off neurons, making connections between different areas. And the more you read, the stronger those connections get.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's like you're building what, like a mental superhighway up there.
Exactly. Yeah. You're building pathways and strengthening them.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And a key area involved here is the hippocampus, which is crucial for forming memories.
Okay.
Studies have shown that reading can actually increase the volume of gray matter in the hippocampus.
Hold on, more gray matter,
Yeah, it's a good thing.
that's the good stuff,
That
right?
is the good stuff.
That's where all the thinking and the processing happens.
Yeah, it's where all the processing, the thinking, remembering, decision making, all of that happens.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So reading isn't just like a mental workout, it's like a brain building activity.
Absolutely, yeah. You're literally building your brain.
I love that. Building our brains.
Yeah.
And so it's not just memory, right? You mentioned that, but reading also strengthens our ability to focus and concentrate.
Absolutely.
Which, I mean, I feel like that makes so much sense
Yeah.
because when I'm really into a good book, I have to like tune everything else out and just get
Right.
lost in the story.
Exactly. And that's a key element of what we call neuroplasticity.
Okay, neuroplasticity, that sounds
It's
important.
super important. It's basically your brain's amazing ability to change and adapt throughout your life.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And reading is like a superpower for boosting that.
Okay.
So the more we challenge our brains with complex things like reading, the more flexible they become, which makes it easier to learn new things, solve problems, even bounce back from setbacks.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible what our brains can do.
So I'm starting to get why you said reading changes the physical structure of our brains.
Yeah.
It's like we're actually rewiring ourselves.
Exactly. You're rewiring those connections, strengthening them, making new ones.
That's so cool.
And speaking of rewiring, let's talk about memory.
Right.
Because reading impacts our memory in ways that go way beyond just, remembering the plot.
Okay.
It can make our memories like richer and more vivid.
I've totally experienced that. Like sometimes I remember scenes from novels more vividly than things that have actually happened to me.
That's so interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, and it's because reading, especially fiction, taps into what's called our episodic memory, which is the type of memory that stores our personal experiences.
Okay, so how does reading fiction, like, how does that make our episodic memory stronger?
Well, when we get really absorbed in a story, our brains, they don't just passively take in information. We're
Okay.
actually creating mental images, experiencing emotions. We're making connections with the characters. And the
Yeah.
more immersive the story, the more we engage, the stronger those memories
So
become.
it's like we're actually living the story alongside the characters.
Exactly. You're right there with them.
Wow.
And research by Oatley and Marr in 2019, they found that this act of connecting emotionally with fictional characters actually strengthens those memory traces in our brains.
Hold on. Emotional connection strengthens memories. I need to hear more about that.
Yeah, so think about it. When something is emotionally significant to us,
Okay.
our brains release these hormones like dopamine and oxytocin, which are linked to pleasure, bonding. And these hormones actually help solidify memories, making them more vivid and long-lasting.
So reading a really good book is like giving our brains a memory boost.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, you're boosting your memory
Oh,
power.
wow, that's awesome.
And it's not just about like the story details.
Okay.
This deep engagement can actually improve your overall memory function.
So by reading about like fictional characters and their experiences, we're actually training our brains to better remember things in our own lives.
Yeah, exactly. You're building that memory muscle.
That's wild. Okay, so there's a lot more going on in our brains when we read.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much happening.
Okay, well, tell me more.
All right, so remember how we were talking about reading being like a mental workout?
Yeah.
Well, one of the key areas getting that workout is our prefrontal cortex.
The prefrontal cortex, uh-huh. That's like the command center of our brain.
Exactly. It's the CEO.
Right.
It's responsible for planning, decision-making, focusing our attention.
Okay.
And research has shown that reading can actually increase blood flow to that area.
Wow.
Making it more active and efficient.
So it's like reading is giving our brain's CEO a productivity boost.
I like that.
Right.
And you know how some people say they can't read a book without picturing the characters and settings in their mind?
Oh, absolutely. I'm totally one of those people. Like, it feels like I'm watching a movie sometimes.
That's because reading isn't just a linguistic activity. It's engaging multiple areas of our brains.
Like what?
Including those responsible for visual processing, emotional response, even motor skills.
Wait, motor skills? What do motor skills have to do with reading?
Well, think about it. When you read a scene where a character is running or playing an instrument, your brain is actually simulating those movements.
Why?
Even though you're just sitting there.
That's wild.
It is.
I never thought about it that way.
And the more vividly we can imagine those actions, the more deeply we engage with the story.
Okay.
And as we've talked about, that leads to stronger memories and a more profound impact on how we see the world.
It's amazing to think that something as simple as reading can have such a big impact on, like, so many different parts of our brains.
It really is. It's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
And all this leads to another fascinating benefit of reading. It can actually boost our emotional intelligence.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
But I always wondered, like, how does that actually work?
Well, one key factor is empathy.
Okay.
When we read fiction, we're constantly stepping into the shoes of different characters.
Right.
Experiencing the world through their eyes. Mm-hmm. Feeling their emotions.
So it's like a virtual reality experience for our emotions.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
I like that.
And research supports this.
Oh, really?
A study by Marr and Oatley in 2018 found that people who read fiction regularly score higher on tests of empathy and social perception.
So all those hours I spent reading novels as a teenager weren't just a fun escape.
Right.
They were actually helping me become a more empathetic person.
Exactly. You were building those empathy muscles without even realizing it.
That's pretty cool.
And this is especially important in today's world where we're constantly bombarded with information and opinions.
Right.
Being able to understand and relate to different perspectives. I mean, it's crucial for building bridges, having meaningful conversations.
It's not just about understanding the characters in a book.
Yay.
It's about understanding the people in our own lives.
Exactly. And reading gives us this safe space to practice that skill, to explore different perspectives without judgment, and really develop our capacity for empathy.
And speaking of different perspectives, one of the things I love most about reading is how it exposes me to new ideas and cultures.
Absolutely. Reading is like a passport to the world.
Right.
It lets us travel through time, explore different societies, learn about people from all walks of life.
I've always felt like reading makes me a more well-rounded person.
Yeah.
More open-minded and understanding of the world.
There's actually research to support that. The University of Michigan did a study in 2020.
Yeah.
They found that people who regularly read about diverse cultures and historical periods, they tend to have a broader worldview and are more tolerant of different perspectives.
That makes sense.
It's not just about learning facts.
Yeah.
It's about cultivating a more open and inquisitive mind.
I like that.
And that brings us to another important benefit of reading. It can actually protect our brains as we age.
Okay. Now that's something I definitely want to know more about.
So as we get older, our brains naturally start to decline. Mm. It's a normal part of aging. But research has shown that certain activities, like reading, can actually help slow down this process and reduce our risk of cognitive decline.
So reading is like a fountain of youth for our brains.
You could say that.
I like that.
Studies have shown that people who engage in mentally stimulating activities throughout their lives.
Like reading,
exactly. Have a lower risk of developing dementia and Alzheimer's disease.
Wow. That's incredible. Are there any specific studies that come to mind?
There's one that really stands out, a study from Cambridge University Smith and Parker in 2018.
Okay.
They found that people who read at least twice a week had a 32% lower risk of developing dementia.
32%? Wow, that's...
Compared to those who read less frequently.
That's a pretty significant reduction.
It is. It really highlights how important it is to make reading a regular habit mm-hmm. throughout our lives.
Yeah.
It's not just about, you know, keeping our minds sharp today.
Right.
It's about investing in our long-term cognitive health.
That's a really powerful way to think about it.
Yeah.
Reading is an investment in our future selves.
Exactly. And it's an investment that pays off in so many ways.
It really does.
We've talked about the cognitive benefits, the emotional benefits, even the social benefits.
And speaking of social benefits,
yeah.
I've always loved the idea of book clubs.
Oh, yeah.
They bring people together around a shared love of reading.
Right.
And create this space for, like, really meaningful conversations.
Absolutely. And there's research on this, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Davies, in 2018, found that book clubs provide not only intellectual stimulation, but also valuable social support.
Oh, wow.
They can combat loneliness, foster a sense of community.
That's great.
And even help us see the world through different lenses.
I love that. So reading isn't just a solitary activity.
Right.
It can actually be a powerful tool for connecting with others.
Exactly. It gives us common ground, sparks new ideas, helps us understand each other better.
Thinking back on everything we've discussed today,
yeah,
I'm just struck by how much more there is to reading
mm-hmm.
than I ever realized before.
It's true. Reading is so much more than just a pastime or a way to relax.
Yeah.
It's a fundamental human activity that shapes who we are, how we think, how we connect with the world around us.
It's almost like a superpower that we all have access to.
I like that.
Right.
And like any superpower, it takes practice and dedication to master it.
So what's one piece of advice you would give to someone who wants to really harness the power of reading?
I would say be curious.
Okay.
Explore different genres. Step outside your comfort zone and don't be afraid to challenge your own beliefs and perspectives.
That's such great advice.
Thanks.
And, you know, don't forget to make time for it, even if it's just for a few minutes each day.
Absolutely. Every page we turn is a step towards a richer, more vibrant, and more connected life.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of reading and the brain.
It was my pleasure.
And to all of you listening, we hope this has inspired you to pick up a book, explore new worlds, and unlock the incredible power of reading. Happy reading.